The family of former Speaker of the Utah House, Rebecca Lockhart, said their final goodbyes Friday at a funeral held in Provo. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
Unlike Thursday's memorial service at the state capitol that focused on Lockhart's work as a legislator and leader, the funeral shined a light on her efforts as a mother and a wife. One of the most touching moments came when her husband, Stan, read a letter sent from their son, Stephen, who is currently serving an LDS mission in Virginia. He expressed sorrow for not being there for his mother's death, but also the comfort he feels knowing that he's where his mother would want him to be. Hamilton Shattuck worked with Lockhart's husband and drove all the way from Arizona to come to the funeral.
Wouldn't have missed it, yeah.
He said he was moved by the words of Lockhart's children.
That's a testimony to how good of people they both are.
Kevin Driggs is another family friend who attended the funeral.
I just thought she was wonderful. I think, as it was indicated here, it was a great thing to hear about a little more of the details, but just very personal. Never had any air about her that she could have. You know, I was being in her position, but she was always just so down to earth, very kind, loving.
Lockhart died on January 17th from a rare neurodegenerative brain disease known as Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. She was 46. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.